طيب. The third sign of this group that they were so bad to the Prophet companions and to the successors and to the Muslim scholars. They used the worst language against the Muslim scholar, against the Sahaba. First of all, they said Ali and his group and Muawiyah and his group are not Muslim, not Kafir, they are in the middle. They are Fusaq. And they abused Uthman and they accused Uthman with every bad things. They attack Uthman so bad. And they attack so many Sahaba. They said only Abu Bakr and Umar and few other Sahaba who passed in before the fitna of Uthman, they are the good and the rest are bad. And so many bad things they said, I wouldn't go in detail. And also they attack the scholars and the tabi'in. For example, Wasl ibn Ata used to say, why people go to Al-Hasan al-Basri? وَمَا عِنْدَ الْحَسَنِ الْبَصْرِ What Al-Hasan al-Basri has? He only good in مَا فِي سِرْوَالِ امْرَأَتِهِ He's only good in the issue of what in his wife's pants or underwears, which would mean her pads. يعني her ministries, her period, that the blood, he knows. يعني people go to say, oh, she is has her period or she finished with the rules. He good in this area. See, he making very sounds very bad. Today they said, oh, مشايخ الحيض والنفاس. Said, oh, these sheikhs of الحيض and نفاس, they are sheikhs, they are good in this only. This is some of what they taught or learned from المعتزلة. And the Mu'tazila used to say, we are the people who have logic, who make sense, we know the technology. These are old-fashioned tabi'in, and those, they are nothing, they don't know anything, they are ignorant, they don't make sense, they are not smart. Just repeating what they memorize. So they were always try to separate themselves from the Salaf al-Ummah, rahimahumullah. The fourth sign, that they were against Sunnah so much. They refused to accept the concept that Sunnah must be obeyed. That you believe in what the Sunnah came with. They rejected the Ahadith, especially Al-Ahad, the Ahadith which is not mutawatir. One of the signs, which is the fifth sign, they always try to play with words and terminologies. They use good words to represent bad meanings, their falsehood. And they give their falsehood names which is from Quran and Sunnah, good names. Like for example, they said At-Tawheed, Al-Adl, Justice, Tawheed, Amr bil-Ma'roof al-Ni' al-Munkar. But under these names, very corrupted meanings, totally against what the Muslim believes. So people will hear, what's wrong, ya akhi? They only call people for justice. For Amr Maruf al Munkar. So people will be confused. And they were very good in this. They were very good in this. In the other hand, they use very bad word to describe the good and the people of the truth. They give bad names to the people of Sunnah, to the followers of the Sunnah. They give them bad names. And in that time, especially those people who are the one who start criticizing and يلمزون, they would say bad words about Ahl Sunnah and the scholars. The last sign of Al-Mu'tazila, that they always were interested in refuting the atheists and debating the atheists. And writing book to refute the philosophers who they learn from their religion first of all. Then now they come to refute their main belief, but in fact they were so affected and attached to the philosophers' way of thinking, and they were like them. Sheikh al-Islam said, لَا الْإِسْلَامَ نَصَرُوا وَلَا الْفَلَاسِفَةَ كَسَرُوا in the end, they did not brought victory to Islam. They were not be able to refute it, to refute the philosophers. يعني محلك راوح. After all of this, they just couldn't accomplish or accomplish anything. Al-Mu'tazila said that they believe in five pillars. Their religion, their belief based on five pillars. First one, At-Tawheed. What At-Tawheed means in Al-Mu'tazila's sense? One, they said At-Tawheed in this, under this name, they discuss the issue of Allah's names and attributes. They said the Jahmiyyah before us said Allah doesn't have names, doesn't have attributes. We see on the other hand, the people who follow Sunnah saying Allah has names and attributes. That's what's how it's gone. Those people came in the middle. New sect, they said, we're not gonna say that because saying Allah has names and attributes, it means He's like His creation. We're not gonna say He doesn't have names or attributes because He will be something not exist. We will make something in the middle. What they said? They said, we believe that Allah has names, but He doesn't have any attributes. So they said, Allah has name such as As-Sami', Al-Basir, the all hear, or the all see, or Al-Hakim, the wise. But they said, Hakimun bila hikmah, Sami'un bila sam'a, Basirun bila basar. He's all hearing, but he doesn't hear. He all seeing, but he doesn't see. He's the wise, but he has no wisdom. A'udhu billah. Why? They said, because if we said he has wisdom, he hears, he sees, he has mercy, he will become like human being. Again, the same problem the Jahmiyyah established. And Ahlul Sunnah said, this is not right. This, and I refuted before the Jahmiyyah, and now you know how to refute that, because